Hello, everybody, and welcome to the BristolProts.com Conga Podcast. I'm kind of feeling not great right now, so fuck the intro shit. I'm the dead man. Joey, today we have Billy Wan.
Hello.
And Steven.
Sorry, you don't feel well.
Thank you.
I'll do it. Sponsors, Think Geek. Other stuff is going on. Extra Life. Store.
It's actually a bit better than what I do.
That was a perfect imitation of your intros.
Oh, yeah, it's completely. I was like, store, sponsor, Extra Life, fuck it. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about some motherfucking comic books. So, Steve, what have you been reading?
I've been reading a lot. I'm going to talk a lot about comic books. I'm going to start with Zero Month.
I've read every issue Zero that's out now. It's just for my new bi-weekly column that I'll be writing every Wednesday called Personal Issues, where I talk about comic books. I'm going to be doing my own like top three and bottom three for Zero Month.
I was going to say, like, why no Zero Month?
Yeah, I always send these guys a list of the comics that I've read since I've read like 40 of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm gonna be saving my opinions on the Zero issues for my column.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I'm gonna talk about the ones I read though.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go through them like at lightning speed. Earth 2, boring. Batman and Robin, boring. Did I just throw that in the garbage? No, I didn't. Action Comics. I sound far away, don't I? Action Comics? Meh. It was okay. Like, it didn't tell me anything exciting. Batman Zero. It was, like, a lot of talking. But what I wanted to talk about Batman Zero was the little side story they got with the Robins. That was pretty cool.
That was really cool.
Like, what all the Robins were doing when the bat signal went on for the first time. And it was really neat. And, like I'm a big... I like Tim. Tim's my favorite. Tim is a cocky bastard, as always. I love it. Jason is an accessory to murder. That's exciting. And he's wearing a red mask. Isn't that foreshadowing? Sure is. And Dick kicks a dude in the face, and it's awesome. And Barbara's just Barbara, you know? She's like, oh man, I love bats. Moving on. And Green Lantern Zero is so stupid. Don't care about this person. Like, here's the thing, when you introduce a new character, which I'm going to get to later when I talk about Amazing Spider-Man, you can't introduce a new character and just, like, immediately assume I'm going to like this character. Like, as an audience, I think comics should assume that if you're going to introduce someone new, especially if it's going to be, like, the new Green Lantern or something like that, they're going to hate them immediately. Like, that's just what I get from the internet and, like, what people say.
That seems to be what the fan base always does. I mean, people were raging pretty hard against Miles Morales when he showed up.
Exactly, because it was stupid.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was dumb.
No, I mean the Miles Morales thing.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was dumb. Like, I have nothing against Miles. I haven't read him Ultimate Spider-Man. I read a couple issues of Spider-Man. And, like, he seemed like an okay kid, so I hated him less. But just, like, the idea of, like, I knew exactly what they're doing. They're like, oh, look, Spider-Man's black now. Like, I don't know. I just think it looks really, like, look how exciting we are.
Yeah, or it could just be they wanted to write a story of a character and it just turns out he was black.
Maybe, but it never seems like that. In my opinion, like, when comics do that, it always seems like they're really doing it for, like, the headlines and stuff. Like, that's just the way I see it. Like, I'm sure the stories were great. Like, I didn't read them, but I'm sure they were written really well, and the character's great.
Yeah, I like them. I've,
Yeah.
I've been reading deep in Ultimate Spider-Man, and I've been liking it.
Yeah, like I haven't heard anything bad about Miles. I was just like, well, like, come on. Like when it was first announced, I kind of rolled my eyes, but now I'm like, whoa. Now I'm like, I'm okay with it. But anyways, I got to talk Green Lantern Zero, where the new Green Lantern, Simon Baz, I guess his name is.
Yeah, Baz.
Yeah. He gets sent to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, he does.
Which is
a great origin for any superhero.
Except how they did it like years ago with Luke Cage. Come on, DC, get your act together.
Luke Cage went to Guantanamo Bay?
Pretty much. Like, he was sent to, like, a really intense, like...
Rikers?
Yeah, like, I don't know if he was sent to Rikers, but, like, he was sent to some prison that tortured him and made him all super. This is pretty much just Luke Cage, if Luke Cage was a Green Lantern, and instead of being black, he was
Arab.
Arab guy, yeah.
So basically what you're saying is they should have just handed Luke Cage a Green Lantern ring and said, go nuts.
Pretty much, and made him like more angry. And not have him say, sweet Christmas, because that's what Luke Cage says. But yeah, no, like it was just like a boring issue. Like he gets the Green Lantern ring in the last like fourth last page.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he does nothing with it. He gets it. And then he flies away, and the issue ends.
So he did do something. He fled the police.
Not even like the ring like dragged him away.
Yeah, so the ring fled the police with him.
Yeah, I suppose. No, but like,
the ring
I don't know.
Fled the
I thought
police
it was a little dumb.
For him.
Yeah, it's intergalactic jailbreak.
I suppose. No, he's still on Earth though. He's
yeah, but
going to space.
Yeah, the ring's from space.
Ah, I see. But yeah, they're going to like waterboard him. Which is bad. And then a Green Lantern ring comes and they're like, what the fuck is that? And it like hits him and he gets on his finger and he flies away and then the issue ends and I totally don't regret spending $3 on it. Just kidding.
I totally don't regret spending that money. Not.
Yeah.
I never regret spending money on comic books.
Never.
You guys. Just like, I don't know. It's just like, it was just really boring. Like, I was like, I don't know. It was just boring. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to move on because I can only hate so much. Now I'm going to talk about Hawkeye number 2.
Okay, yeah, I've actually read the series.
Yes, Hawkeye continues to be amazing.
Yeah, that's really good. I like the art in it.
Me too. It almost looks like Batman Year One, almost.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Kinda. Like, that's what I get.
Wait, I haven't actually read Batman Year One. I thought it was a Batman Earth One.
Oh, no. Totally not.
Yeah, so I haven't read Batman Year One.
Okay. It kinda looks like Batman Year One a little bit. And just, like, I love how they show how Clint, like, sees the world in it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a page where, like, he's hearing someone talk really slowly. And they do it frame by frame, each letter. And I was like, that's so cool. While he's like pulling back arrows and about to fire his arrows.
Yeah, it's cool from his perception.
Cool.
And it's cool seeing him interact with the other Hawkeye.
Yeah, I'm really cool. Like, I love that. That's awesome.
And he's a dog.
Yeah, and he's a dog. My favorite bit, though, it's one panel. It's amazing. Because it's just like, it shows how Clint sees the world, right? And there's just a page. It's the headline of the Daily Bugle. And it just says, everything is awful. Oh, God, somebody do something. That's amazing. Because, like, I remember when the previews for it came out and it said, like, the Vagabond Code, blah, blah, blah. And then this comes out. I was like, everything's awful. That's great. I love it. It made me really happy. And Hawkeye, I hope Hawkeye continues to be this amazing.
Yeah, Hawkeye made a great first impression. Like, the first issue was really good.
Mm-hmm. And the second issue is also very, very good.
Yeah, because, like, it's actually... And I'm not sure if this... So, like, he was, like, saying, hey, I got to go do some stuff, that he, like, calls up Lady Hawkeye,
mm-hmm.
and then starts, like, going through his really weird spiel thing of, like, saying, and, like, eventually somewhere in there says, I don't want to sleep with you.
Yeah, because she's, like, 18. Like, she's really younger than him.
Yeah, and then he, like, gets her into the thing, and then she says, no, doesn't want to sleep with me, idiot.
Yeah.
Which, the way she said that, the way she was sitting, I'm not sure if She was calling him an idiot for thinking he had to mention that, or calling him an idiot because she wants to sleep with him.
I don't know, but it's cute either way. I like it. I feel it's very like, she's like 18 or so, and like it seems like a very 18-year-old thing. Like she's like, oh, whatever, dummy.
Oh.
I was like, that's a very human thing, and I like it when my comics have humanity in them.
Yeah, like, how old is Hawkeye at this point?
I'd say he's like 30, 31 maybe. Like, that's how old I assume every superhero is either early 30s or late 20s.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, because it could have been like, to get like a father-daughter kind of relationship thing that's happening.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or at least a big brother, little sister kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Hawkeye's amazing. And like, it's just really clever. And the cover is gorgeous. And the art is gorgeous. And wow. Comic books.
Yeah, props to whoever did the art.
Aja.
Aja?
David Aga. Aja.
Is it Aja or Aga?
It's A-J-A.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Maybe. I think it's Aga.
Aga.
Anyways. Well,
there is no... How? When does a J ever sound like a G and an N?
Not an N.
Yeah, you just said... I think it's Agna.
No, I said Aga.
When does a J ever sound like a G?
I don't know. Sometimes. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Moving on.
I'm going to talk about The Amazing Spider-Man number 693. Alpha continues to be a douchebag.
Yep.
That's what the title of this issue should be.
Yeah, but, okay. We're going to talk about spoilers here. We are just flat out saying that.
Yeah.
693, we're talking about the ending of it.
Wait, what was the end? It was like 3 weeks this came out. Like, when was the end?
Alpha no more.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
What? It's just...
I don't see Peter ever saying it like that.
Oh, no, he never would, but it's still, it's him taking responsibility for his own thing and saying, yeah, this dude's fucked out of control, I gotta stop him.
Yeah, I hope.
And it could mean that we won't have any more Alpha.
Oh, no. No more Alpha.
Thank God. Whatever shall we do without the wonderful and superb and wonderful and superb and wonderful hero of Alpha?
Like, I know they're writing it so you hate Alpha. I know that's what they're doing, but they're doing it in a way that is not redeemed. Like, there's no way they could make a turn where Alpha is a good guy.
Yeah, he's...
He's continuously a bad person.
Yeah, he's like... Yeah, like, so there was that bit where he, like, almost killed somebody or something, and...
I think he did kill somebody.
Like, somebody died, and he was like, all right, I understand the responsibility, I want to do this, and he's like... And Spider-Man's like, all right, great. He's like, I'm not fucking talking to you. And he goes to his agent, like, get me, like... emancipated from my parents.
Yeah, he's just like, I want to live alone. And then he's like,
and then gets his own
sex with people.
Gets his own loft, starts being a douchebag to everybody.
Yeah, he's just
more so.
He's a dillweed.
Yeah, and so Spider-Man finally decides, fuck that shit, he's losing his powers.
Yeah, he's just, He's like, I don't even know what he's going to do. And that's exciting.
Yeah, I hope he makes him lose his powers.
I don't know if it'll just be that though. Maybe he'll take a dark turn. I don't know.
What?
Maybe Venom will like kill him.
So becomes a villain.
Well, Alpha's obviously going to be a villain. I think Alpha already is a villain, and just no one kind of knows about it.
Maybe he'll go all Spider-Man Noir on his ass and just kill the fucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because like Dan Slott said is like issue 700, everyone's gonna hate me. And I'm like, maybe he's going to make Spider-Man kill somebody.
But then that goes against his entire mantra of the past, like, 12 issues.
Well, actually, yeah, that's the like, thing, though. That's going
to
be the
that's
dark
That's the character. Point. It's supposed to be a character struggle.
Yeah. Or maybe he'll be about to kill him, and then, like, Madame Web is going to be like, don't. And he's going to be like, fine. And then, like, Jackal or someone will, like, eat his face.
Oh, yeah,
Spider-Man's just going to cut off his arms and legs and...
Leave it at that.
Oh, no, that is what happened. It's not someone died. It's Alpha got cloned.
Yeah, he got cloned like 100 times and it didn't work.
Yeah, the Jack was just like, all right, so I cloned you, but the powers didn't transfer.
So you just go blow the building up.
Yeah, so just fuck it.
And then Alpha's like, fuck that shit. and just, like, I don't know, does whatever. He, like, blows up a bunch of clones.
Don't all the clones just start dissolving because they weren't ready yet?
No, Alpha, like, shot them with power beams, and they all exploded really grossly.
He shot them with science.
Yeah, he blinded them with science. Ha ha! So they exploded into, like, what looks like poop.
Yeah,
Alpha just kind of shrugs it off while Peter's like, whoa, that was weird.
Yeah, and the Jackal just scampers off.
Yeah, because that's what the Jackal does.
Yeah, to go ruin another story.
Yeah. Fucking Jackal. This would have been a great Return of the Green Goblin story.
I miss the Green Goblin. Like, I really do.
And, like, they keep saying, like, they have no plans for Green Goblin. That's stupid, because Green Goblin's, like, the best.
Yeah, like, did you read Osborn?
I didn't.
Yeah, the entire thing, it was just like Norman Osborn. He built up his own weird cult following in the prison. Everyone had, like, yeah, goblin tattoos and shit. And then he got out.
Yeah.
And now it's nothing.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything since. And that's... They better have a big Green Goblin story.
Yeah, they better have him, like...
Not just, like, Norman in, like, an Iron Man suit or something dumb like that. It's gotta be Green Goblin.
Yeah, I want him to kill the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, I hope he does that. I think he might...
It's like, hey, you stole my shit. Kill you.
Yeah, I hope he does that. Then there's one guy is coming back, but that was like issues ago. I don't really remember. So yeah, Alpha is boring. Like, I don't know if it's boring, because it's definitely like stuff is happening. It's just like, it's such an unlikable character. It's hard to read it.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get through, because I'm like, wow, I wish someone would just, like, punch this kid, but everyone's being, like, really nice to him.
Like, if you cut out, like, all of Alpha's dialogue, it might be a bit more tolerable.
Yeah, if they, like, I don't know, give him at least a little bit of, like, pathos or something.
You know, show him one night, like, trying to get a hold of his powers, and he can't, so he's kind of freaking out a bit.
Yeah. And so, like, give him something to make me care.
It's like, the reason he's being such, like, highfalutin douchebag is because he's actually afraid of his own powers.
Yeah. But no, he's just a huge dick to everybody involved.
It's like, look, I can bench press Ant-Man. I guess a giant man at that point.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
But,
I can bench press Yellow Jacket. So,
I assume we're talking about Before Watchmen later, so I'm going to leave that to later.
You can talk about it now if you want.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Before Watchmen. Silk Spectre is taking a weird turn that I don't think I enjoy.
Yeah, I read it too.
She got so high.
Yeah, really fucking high. And
that's weird.
Yeah, then...
I didn't understand it.
Well, I'm pretty sure she didn't actually, like, knowing get high. Like, she drank something that was spiked.
I don't remember. I think maybe. Yeah, I think like, she knew she was high. But she didn't intentionally get high.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure the black guy with the afro.
Yeah.
Whose name escapes me.
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty sure he like spiked. Pretty sure he like put his like fancy drug shit into the drink at the party, and then she just got high.
Yeah, she's super high. She talks to like her cat and stuff.
Yeah, and then her boyfriend ODs.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, but hey, the comedian showed up, and he was actually the fucking comedian.
Yeah, this is actually the first time in all Before Watchmen where the comedian is actually doing something the comedian would do.
Yeah, like, you see him, he's fucking insane, but, you know, he still loves his daughter.
It's really weird. Like, it's awesome. He's like, I will actually murder you.
Yeah, so the boyfriend, like, he, like, kind of, like, heals back up. He gets, you know, out of his drug-induced coma or whatever. And then the comedian shows up, beats the fuck out of him, throws him in, like, a morgue locker, and says, yeah, hey, write this note that says you're breaking up with Lori.
Yeah.
Do it or I'll kill you.
Yeah. And then, like, he makes him write, like, this note, and he leaves the note for Lori, and Lori's like, fuck.
And he gets the pin!
Yeah! I love that. That's the origin of the pin.
Yeah, that was so great. I just thought, I was like, hey!
That's a great... That's like, a good way to, like, add something, you know? They're like, this is where he gets the pin, and it's in character, and, like, it's a good character moment.
Yeah, it's one of the few points in this series, in this like entire like banner thing, where I've just been like, this could have happened in Watchmen.
Yeah, like this actually makes sense.
Yeah, like why would he be holding on to this pin for so long? Oh, he stole it from his daughter.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It makes Speaking of the comedian,
fuck that.
The comedian number three is one of the worst comics I've ever read. I don't know how much of an exaggeration that is, but why does he have face paint that makes him look like he has a smiley on his face? I don't get it.
What?
What?
Did you read it?
No, fuck no. I told you I stopped reading before I stopped reading Comedian after issue one.
How many of them are you reading?
Currently I'm reading Rorschach, Night Owl, and Silk Spectre.
Okay.
The good
ones.
So
yeah, in Comedian number three, it starts, he's in Hawaii, which I don't get because why, like, I don't know what point of his life is he's in Hawaii. Because he doesn't have a scar yet, but he's been to Vietnam, so I don't know what's up with that.
Wait, what?
So what it is, I think on leave.
What?
He's on leave, and he goes back to the States. Okay. Okay. From Nam. And, like, people are protesting, and he sees a girl that kind of looks like Lori. And, he talks to her a little bit, and she's like, the war is bad. Can you give this flower to the Vietnamese for us? So that we're not all mean like you? And he's like, ugh. And then someone throws, like, a tomato at this girl. And then, like, it's counter-protesters saying, like, the war is good, and you guys are a bunch of hippie commies. And so that happens, and it makes the comedian angry, but he kind of just shrugs it off at the time.
What? No.
He'd find the guy who shrugged something off.
Yeah, he'd find the guy who threw that tomato and break his fucking arms.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He just kind of was like, whatever, I'm on vacation.
Bullshit.
So he goes back to New York, and he sees there's a riot going on in L.A. So he goes, or I think it's L.A. I don't know where it is. And he goes to this riot, and he's got face paint on to make his face yellow and like his eyes look like black straight lines and his face look like the smiley face, like it looks like the pin.
No,
it's his face.
No.
And guess what, here's the best part, here's the best line ever. Hold on, it's something like the cop is like calling a bunch of black people something very rude. No, he says they're acting like monkeys in a zoo, and then he gets shit thrown in his face. And the next panel is the comedian laughing like a monkey after throwing shit in a policeman's face.
Oh, okay.
And this is what? All like in a phone, like this is all told via a phone call that the he's having with Bobby Kennedy or something.
That's no.
Oh wait. Okay, I'm just finding this out now. I thought it was his poo he threw, but it's a dog's poo, so it's slightly less gross.
Okay, I thought, like, for a second there, I thought you were gonna, like, oh, he just threw some other guy's poo.
No, it's a dog's poo.
Yeah, what? That, no.
But yeah. I don't get this. Like, what, here's the thing about Before Watchmen that, like, it keeps bothering me, is that this should show why the characters are who they are by the time Watchmen happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There is literally no point in this story that shows to me anything about the comedian. It doesn't give foreshadowing. It doesn't give anything. It shows that he's violent and throws poo at people and drinks a lot and has sex with women. That's all it shows. And it's nothing I didn't know already, except the poo thing, which I didn't need to know.
Yeah, because it's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. And why is he in Hawaii? I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why I keep reading this, because it's not interesting.
Why does he not have the scar?
He doesn't have the scar yet, and I don't know why.
What the fuck? Like, that's bullshit. He should have the scar.
He should, but he doesn't, and I don't get it. Because they don't talk about Nam, aside from the fact where he's like, I was at Nam, but then I came back for a bit. I was like, does he go back? He's in Hawaii now.
It's like,
it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It's fucking stupid. Fucking terrible.
I don't know. What's the next one that comes out? Night Owl?
I don't know. I think the
next one's Night Owl.
I don't keep track of the schedule. I'm just like, am I reading this? No, fuck off.
The next one's Night Owl. It's going to be about Night Owl, the next Night Owl, according to the cover, it's going to be him making out with that hooker.
Ah, yes, the dominatrix.
So hopefully that will be interesting.
Yeah.
It probably won't. By moving on, I'm done.
Okay, that's it for you then?
Yep.
Okay, Bobby Wan, what have you been reading?
All right, I've got a couple things. I'm just reaching for one of them right here, because I actually have a copy. Ninja Kitty won it as a prize. So, The Murder of King Tut. There's a lot about Egypt in here. Basically, some pharaoh succeeds his father, even though he was born to a concubine. The proper heir to the pharaoh was dead, so this son of a concubine took over as pharaoh, and then decides that the entire country is now going to worship a different god.
Okay.
And then he builds a new city and changes his name, and in general acts like a crazy motherfucker. And then it's hinted that there is a plot to possibly kill him. There's one guy who's thinking about becoming pharaoh by killing him because he currently doesn't have a son. Meanwhile, we're also following an archaeologist who is kind of, you know, digging up this city. And that's about the entire issue.
Okay.
This is like a history comic?
I doubt it's very historically accurate, if that's what you're asking.
I don't know if I missed something, but yeah.
I believe it is, yes, a historically based comic, though.
Okay. It's like 300.
Based on a true story.
That we embellished.
The Santa Claus. That was a good joke.
Did they actually, like, pimp fucking Santa Claus is based on a true story?
The Santa Claus?
You said, based on a true story, the Santa Claus.
Yeah, it is a true story. Tim Allen's Santa, didn't you know?
Tim Allen is, yeah, legitimately Santa.
Yeah. Well, I think he hasn't done any good movies in a while. He's been busy with Santa.
Too busy with the Santa work. Wait, yeah. What if I write Santa and say I really want a good Tim Allen movie for Christmas?
Then the world will end because of a paradox. Thanks a lot, Bobby. Just ended the world with your
God
with your
damn
comment.
It. I'm not going to ask for that for Christmas.
I am.
I don't think we really need any more Tim Allen at this point.
No, we don't.
Except for Toy Story 4.
Yeah, except for Toy Story.
Coming soon to the comics part, the movie podcast.
But moving on, I only have one other thing that I've read a couple issues of. Ultimate Spider-Man. I read issues 99 and 100, and shit gets real.
What happens?
Okay.
Guess what does happen? So,
spoiler alert for these pretty old comics.
Yeah.
So basically we get Peter has discovered Gwen alive. Meanwhile, another version of Peter has kidnapped MJ and it has opted to give her superpowers.
I got a Clone Saga.
Yes, Clone Saga. Meanwhile, some dude with six arms, I'm guessing another clone of Peter Parker, started beating the shit out of that clone of Peter Parker. The ugly
face.
Yeah,
who has half of his face really messed up. Kind of looks like Jonah Hex.
Yeah. So, six arms is beating up half face. Because, you know, you can't use Two-Face.
Yeah, it's copyright DC.
Ah! Sorry.
So,
go on.
You want to get sued?
Sorry.
Cease and desist order will just slam down the middle of this podcast.
Boom!
Cease and desist.
Cease and desist. Ah!
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then Aunt May comes home, or not home, but comes and finds Peter and Gwen together and starts tripping balls.
Oh yeah.
Were they making out?
No. She came back from the dead.
Yeah, but it'd be even crazy if they're making out.
Nope. No, like
so
Aunt
anyways,
May was Aunt May's kind of been on the edge for a while at this point. Like she's been going to see a therapist. Say like she's been using Gwen to get the voices out of her head.
Ah.
Anyways, yeah, Aunt May starts tripping balls, and Peter's like, okay, I can explain. So he finally says, you know what? I'm Spider-Man. And this is because of this, and this is because of this. And I don't know what's going on with Gwen being alive, but yo, I'm Spider-Man. And Aunt May's like, yeah. Prove it. He shows her the climbing on the ceiling thing that he always uses to prove that he's Spider-Man.
That's what Spider-Man
like, with the
does.
Same grin. I swear they just, like, Photoshop copy-paste the same Peter Parker onto different ceilings.
Well, I mean, like, if you're just like, hanging out saying, hey, I'm Spider-Man, all right, prove it. Are you really going to, like, reach in your bag, pull out your costume, put on your web shooters, and start swinging around? Would it be easier to just, like, jump on the ceiling and go,
jumping
hey, man,
what's
ceiling,
up? Yeah, but that was not a good time for the grin.
It was a nervous grin.
I would just use my web swingers.
But yeah,
those are the best.
At this point, Aunt May basically says, get the fuck out.
Oh, wow. Rude.
Yeah.
You've been lying to me all this time.
Ooh.
Get the fuck out of my house. And
ooh.
Then, I'm paraphrasing, of course, then Richard Parker shows up.
Yep.
And
whoa, what?
Then the rest of issue 100 is pretty much just him explaining why he's not dead.
Yeah.
And trying to explain why Gwen is alive. But then Nick Fury shows up. And that makes Gwen upset, which reveals that she's Carnage.
Yep.
Oh. Why?
Comics!
Why, though?
She was killed by Carnage, and then I guess a piece of the symbiote survived or something. A piece of the symbiote, like, replicated Gwen.
Okay.
Yeah, and so... Yeah, so she was Carnage, and then Venom. Then, like later, Venom shows up, and yeah, a lot of shit happens.
Yeah, Gwen Stacy is Carnage.
Yeah,
figure
for
that
now.
One out.
Yeah, well, she is for now. No, no, no.
But anyways,
yeah.
So
isn't that
the Clone Saga
like
is
years ago.
The Clone Saga is fucked up.
Wait, it's fucking insane. It's fucking insane, but just wait, it gets weirder.
I like what the
weirder.
Scorpion looks like.
Yeah, it gets way weirder.
I'm looking forward to it getting weirder. But yeah, that's actually it for me for this podcast.
You're okay.
I'm going to go take a nap now. I'm kidding, I'm
just
still going to be
right
around.
In the middle of the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well,
I
on
am
to
sitting
me.
In my very comfy armchair, so it does happen.
Yeah. Well, so on to me. So... Bobby, your pick for what I should talk about.
Dan the Unharmable, issue 5.
Yes, so, at this point in Dan the Unharmable, one Louis, who is the guy, so the entire story is kind of revolving around, Dan's kids showing up. Well, one of Dan's kids saying, hey, we're being held hostage by an evil cult run with this guy called One Louis, who's gonna rape us all and have us give birth to his babies. Please help.
Hmm.
And so... One Louis gets his hands on all the kids and rapes one of them.
Oh.
And we also learn a bit more backstory behind Dan. Like, when he starts out, he's just, like, this homeless dude who is, for some reason, indestructible. And I don't just mean, like, he can't... I don't mean, like, he can... Apparently, he can, like, hold his breath forever.
Neat.
Yeah, because at one point he... Because at one point he has to, like, go down... Like, so I think it's at the... I think it's at, like, issue 3 or 4... Where like the cops are like shooting the fuck out of his car, and then he just like dives into the he like grabs like a cinder block and dives into the river and just like holds that on his shoulder for a few minutes just underwater holding his breath, and he comes out he's not out of breath he's just fine. They like saran wrap over his face and, like hold there for a while he's fine. But yeah, so then.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what we learned about Dan is that he used to be not homeless. He used to be actually a pretty rich and powerful dude. Like Louis actually used to be a valet for him. Like so, like there was a club that Dan went to all the time where Louis was a valet, and then like Dan had his girl there, and then she left him, went to Louis, and then Louis like I think raped and killed her. Or did something real horrible to her.
Mm.
But yeah, so this issue was just kind of setting up, leading up to the fact that, hey, Dan's here. He's going to kill you all.
Oh, Dan.
Because, you know, he has the indestructibility and super strength and shit.
Neat.
But it's weird because no one else in this world has superpowers that I'm aware of. It's just him.
Oh, it's like that one movie. Unbreakable.
Kind of, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, but it's just... But yeah, everyone else in the world is just regular dudes. And Dan is just... He's just fucking unbreakable. He's just fucking unharmable.
It's, good for him.
Yeah, and so it'll be... And what I like is that they don't explain how he got his powers. Like, even with this, when they say, like, oh, he was a powerful guy, he was, like, doing all this, and then he lost everything. At no point do they say, and at some point, this happens to him, or he does this with some, like, ancient mystical this. It's just, yeah, at some point he gets superpowers.
It's a mystery.
I like that.
It's a mystery.
But yeah, so with this, so with issue 6, Dan is free inside of Louis' compound, he has a machete. Let's see what shall happen. Yep, so, Steven, your pick.
I guess Avenging Spider-Man 12.
It has Deadpool in it.
Yeah, I know.
Yay, Deadpool.
I am not a fan of Deadpool.
Fuck you.
You're fired.
It's not that I'm not a fan, because there is things I liked about Deadpool. I just think I'm just tired of a lot of Deadpool. Like the video game. That looks awful. Looks like the worst game in the world.
How do you know? They haven't explained anything about it other than, hey, Deadpool's in it.
Yeah, but it's got like that. It just looks like Duke Nukem, but with Deadpool instead of Duke Nukem.
No, it fucking doesn't.
That's what I thought.
They gave you that chair scene as a direct, you know, joke about that, but
I read the first bunch of issues of Deadpool Core, and those were pretty funny.
Yeah, the main series is a lot funnier.
Deadpool.
Yeah, at one point Deadpool and like bends over and sticks like a gasoline nozzle like between his legs, it looks like it's coming out of his butt, and then he like puts a lighter next to it, starts farting fire at a guy.
That's funny. That is funny. That is funny.
Yeah, well, so yeah. Well, Avenging Spider-Man 12, Spider-Man is inside his own mind. He's in a dream state, like Inception.
Neat.
Yeah, and so Deadpool is in there trying to get him out of it. It's like he shows up and says, hey, someone's trying to invade your mind.
Oh.
I'm here to get you out.
Oh.
And at one point, Deadpool's a cheerleader.
Neat.
Man, it's just really funny. It's fucking Deadpool. Like this. Like, issue 11 was shit. Okay? The experiment, issue 11 was shit.
Isn't that the Ant-Man
issue? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Issue 12, really, really good. Like, the art is a lot better. They have an entirely different artist. And I'm trying to think of a good analog for the art, but... It like changes from layer, it like changes from dream layer to dream layer a bit.
Ooh,
but it's really fucking fantastic art. I really like it, and like, it's just fucking funny. It's Deadpool. I love Deadpool. What's not to love about Deadpool?
Something against Deadpool. It's just like there's a lot of Deadpool.
Yeah, well, this is good Deadpool. So shut up.
Like I would see the Deadpool movie.
I won't.
You would see the movie, see but that? Not play the game.
Yeah, because the game looks stupid. But no, why wouldn't you see the movie?
Because from everything I've heard, the movie is stupid.
Sounds stupid. Looks better.
The leaked script.
Well, I read enough of it.
It's got like a Colossus in it. So, that was cool.
So?
I don't know, I thought it was funny.
Is at any point Deadpool trying to join the X-Men?
No.
Wow.
Colossus is there to try to convince him, I think, or something like that. I don't remember. It's been a while since I read it.
No,
and he's like, I don't want to join your team. Your team is dumb.
The X-Men don't want Deadpool.
I don't
want wants Deadpool.
Fox wants Deadpool.
Vince Spider-Man 12, it is a glorious step up from issue 11, and it's really good. Check it out. So, moving on to my pick for my list. Ultimate Spider-Man. This is the ending of Divided We Fall and the beginning of United We Stand.
Okay.
I think it's issue like 14, 15.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so in issue 14, I'm pretty sure, at the end of that, Captain America, like, he, so new Miles, so new Spider-Man, Miles Morales, goes and meets up with Gwen Stacy and Aunt May, who are now back from Paris.
Did they have a good time?
They were living in Paris.
But was it enjoyable?
Yeah, I guess. They were happy, and then they saw, hey, there's new Spider-Man. We're going back to New York.
Oh, yeah. To yell at him.
Well, so they go back there, and then they give him a box. He's like, "If you're gonna be Spider-Man, you're gonna need these." And the Captain America shows up, being a total dick about it, and says, "You better hold off on that, miss. You better hold off on that, ma'am. I'm not sure this kid's gonna be Spider-Man for much longer."
Ah, Captain America.
Yeah, essentially saying, "Hey, guess what? You're not being fucking Spider-Man, so shut up."
Yeah.
Yeah, but then,
Fuck you, Captain America.
issue 15 rolls around, and they're all talking like Miles is saying, "Hey, I want to be Spider-Man. Like, I had the power when Peter Parker was in trouble. I didn't help him. I want to live up to his legacy and help people since I couldn't help him because, he's a Spider-Man."
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Aunt May's like, "Fuck you, dude. He wants to be Spider-Man. He can be a fucking Spider-Man."
Aunt May is the authority.
Mary Jane shows up at one point because Gwen called her.
I don't get Ultimate Mary Jane. I don't understand her.
She's kind of an idiot.
I'm looking at a preview page. She looks like a type of girl I'd hit on, but not in a cool way. Not in a way that I'd want Mary Jane to be. Like that's not Mary Jane to me.
Well, yeah. While this is all happening, some disaster happens in the city, and Captain America like speeds off and says, "Hey, hang up the costume, or I'm coming back here. I'm kicking your ass." Essentially.
Ooh, challenge.
Well, actually, I think actually it wasn't kick your ass. I'll come back and arrest you.
That's dumb. That's not as cool as a challenge.
Because in reg, because in like Par Peter Parker era Ultimate Spider-Man, Captain America wanted to put Peter Parker in jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
It's dumb.
Captain
he
America's
didn't think.
such a goddamn douchebag.
Yeah,
I think that's just Ultimate Universe. Like, that's just everybody, isn't it?
no, like Tony
Well,
Stark, he's fucking awesome.
is he?
Thor, he's awesome.
Hmm.
Wolverine, he was awesome while he was alive.
Oh yeah, he died.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Kitty Pryde isn't a douchebag.
Oh yeah, Kitty. Kitty's awesome.
She is currently forming a mutant militia in the South
Why?
to retake the Southern states and free all the mutants who were in concentration camps.
Nice. Good for her. Congratulations, Kitty.
Yep, she's leading the army with Nick Fury. And
Neat.
Wolverine's son wants to fuck her.
Less neat.
He's a cowboy.
That's kind of cool. He's a cowboy. Oh.
He also has organic adamantium. Like first time he pulls out his claws, like talked about their bone, and then the adamantium just grows over them.
Oh, wasn't that like what was that series called? Ultimate X or something from a while back? Dumb. Didn't he have like wings too?
No, that was an entirely different guy.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
So wait, how exactly does he get the organic adamantium? How does that make any sense?
Same way Colossus gets his metal.
Yeah, mutations,
Yeah, man, mutants.
aren't really mutations.
Mutants.
Yeah, but it's all from a single gene.
Jean Grey. Ah!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in this universe she's going by Karen.
What?
Yeah, she yeah like after like Ultimatum and everyone died, she was like, "You know what? I don't really want to be one of the X-Men anymore. Like, I'm just gonna go off, try to have my own life, just dye my hair, change my name."
Dumb. That's super dumb.
And now she's living in the weird like cities that are made up of two different people. It's really weird. But yeah, so Ultimate Spider-Man. So the disaster's happening. Like Captain America speeds off, and then like Spider-Man is gonna go help him, but he's like, "Hey, wait! Take these." Opens it up. It's Peter's web shooters.
Yeah.
Because at this point he didn't have web shooters.
Yeah. I
He just.
saw that because in Spider-Man, he was like, "What are these?" That's cool.
Yeah, and so now he has his own, he has the Peter designed web shooters, and he's like, "This is fucking awesome."
Yeah, he wears them like Ben Reilly wears them on the outside.
Yeah, sure.
That's what the picture said. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a week since it's been a little while since I've read the issue, so I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Spider-Man shows up, saves a bunch of people, and then Captain America, and you just see them stand there like Miles just kind of looks over at Cap and he's like, "Eh?" Because we're just like, "You're gonna need training."
Captain America.
Yeah. Captain America. Begrudgingly admitting he was wrong.
All the time, forever.
But yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man, it's fucking cool.
It looks cool. I don't know why I don't read it.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of picking up right where like the Peter Parker era Spider-Man left off.
Yeah.
Because like that
Peter was gonna get trained and stuff, wasn't he?
He was gonna get trained. Like Captain America was like, "You're a fucking kid, stay the fuck out of this. I'm gonna do something. Oh my god, you sacrificed yourself to save me."
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, because fuck Captain America.
Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Captain America is a fucking pussy.
No, I love Captain America. Just
Yeah, I would have much rather seen Captain America die and Peter Parker survive.
Yeah. That'd be sad.
Yeah. Captain America probably could have survived the bullet.
Yeah, what the hell, Pete?
Yeah, because it was aiming for his knee.
Also, does he wear, like, I don't know, a body armor of some sort?
Yes!
Yeah, come on, Peter, you're dumb.
No, but then Peter just like, oh my god, it's like, oh my god, something's happening, I must save him, then dives in and gets bolted to the kidney. And then goes off and fights the Sinister Six.
Yeah, I saw that, that was cool.
And takes them out.
Yeah, because he's a boss.
Well, he has some help. I think I'm pretty sure like Johnny and like Johnny Storm and Bobby, they like Iceman, they take out Sandman. And Aunt May just fucking shoots Electro.
Nice.
Like it's not even like anything like she just shows up like, hey, stay the hell away from this kid, and then blows him up. It is like he's about to attack and then just two shots to the chest, and you see Aunt May with a revolver.
Awesome.
It was fucking awesome.
That's my fetish.
Your fetish is elderly woman with a gun shooting electrical powered dudes.
You better believe it. Yours isn't?
Okay, so ladies, he's available.
Ladies?
Elderly ladies who own guns.
Yeah. And no electrical powered gentlemen.
Elderly ladies, take charge.
Yeah. Well, see, I fucking love Ultimate Spider-Man. It's gonna be cool seeing how it like how Spider-Man himself, like the new Spider-Man, gets all wrapped up in United We Stand.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna be involved in that too.
Yeah. Marvel already spoiled it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. We'll talk about that in news though.
Okay.
I'll talk about that.
Okay. Well, moving on to something that is necessary to talk about, Avengers vs. X-Men issue 11.
How many more issues of that is there?
One.
Good. I'm tired of it.
Then I'll read them all at once. It'll be much easier.
So in this one, there is now one of the Phoenix Five left.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cyclops.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I hope Cyclops dies.
Yeah, well, the X-Men go to the Hulk for, I mean, the Avengers go to the Hulk for help, and pretty much every single X-Men, leaves them, Scott and Emma, and just goes off and goes and joins the Avengers, because they're like, yeah, they're kind of crazy.
You think?
Yeah, so it's a big all-out brawl between fucking Scott and Emma and pretty much every superhero.
Cool.
It goes about as well as you would expect.
Badly?
Yeah, so Scott's now the Phoenix, Charles Xavier's dead.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Again?
He got blown up.
He died again.
Yeah, he died kind of like how he died in the movie.
Yeah, and Jean Grey is coming back in issue 12, I guess.
Yeah, because they're going to do time travel.
Yeah, because, you know, comics.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing that was kind of cool, so it was a tie-in issue, it was issue 18 of Uncanny X-Men. So while the entire battle's happening, Scott and Emma are inside, they're in a psychically constructed dining room having a nice dinner.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and are you fucking around with something, Steven?
Sorry.
Don't fuck around with shit we're recording.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, so they're just in there like eating a nice dinner, and then Scott's like, sorry about this, Emma, and then just kills her.
Oh, what?
Her psychic projection just bursts into flames.
Neat.
And so he just kind of sitting in there like eating his steak. It's like, oh, okay. Then gets out and kills everybody. Because, you know, he's the Phoenix.
Huh.
Well, actually, no, he doesn't kill everybody. He like just sitting there, Emma goes away, just like sitting there eating his steak, and all of a sudden, like his body bursts into flames.
Neat.
Yeah, it was a really cool tie-in. But it also just kind of showed how powerful they were in that, like, their conscious minds could be, like, having dinner and they're still kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Like, they even comment, it's like, You think it should be out there? It's like, no, it's fine. It'll be fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's
It's
fine.
like,
It's fine.
enjoy, like, enjoy your steak. Here, have some more wine. Yeah, because psychic wine.
Have some more wine. Why, thank you.
So yeah, AVX is one more issue left. I guess Jean Grey's coming back because yeah, that's going to happen, and then everything will be turned back to normal, hopefully, and then maybe Cyclops will stop talking.
He's not going to die because I know he's going to be back in Marvel now.
Oh, yeah, we know he's not going to die. That's why I said stop talking. You're like there was some weird like psychic shit that happened that like paralyzes vocal cords, so now he can't talk anymore, so now we can't hear him being a douchebag.
Yeah,
yeah. Cyclops seems
that'd
to
be preferable.
Be made mute or killed off.
Yeah, but then probably some asshole's gonna like develop like a psychic thing that like sticks to the back of his head, so then like broadcasts his thoughts in like robot voice, still be a douchebag robot. But then that doesn't really make any sense because humans think like 10,000 thoughts a minute, so that'd be just a constant stream
give
of
him, like
everything.
No impulse control.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah, so,
Wolverine's
yeah.
Looking good. I mean,
it's like, oh, I should have killed you all when I had the Phoenix. It's like, I should have killed you all when I had the Phoenix Force. Wait, what? So yeah, this is what we'll be reading. On to news. So, starting off, Marvel has teams, the more creative teams for Marvel Now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we have Dennis Hopeless and Salvador Larocco are wanted. Sam Humphries and Ron Garney are killers. Dennis Hopeless and Kev Walker survive. And Daniel Way, who is the guy who writes Deadpool, and Steve Dillon target Lightning.
Yeah.
Yep. And so some of those have been revealed now.
Yeah, some of them are kind of cool.
Yeah, so such as the target Lightning one is for Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts looks interesting.
Yeah, so Thunderbolts. The idea behind Thunderbolts is they originally started out as like a group of villains pretending to be superheroes.
Yeah.
And then it eventually just turned into a group where like super villains who wanted to go straight like joined the team or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the team, previously the team has been led by a government organization of some kind, but now it is under the command of the Rulk, aka General Thunderbolt Ross.
I like how he, in an interview, he wanted to call it Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Like with an apostrophe. Which is delightful.
Yeah, which is bizarre. Yeah. So the team consists of, obviously, the Rulk, Elektra, Venom, the Punisher, and Deadpool.
I really hope they keep that color scheme that's on the cover.
Yeah, it's a really cool color scheme. It's all just black, white, and red.
Yeah, I really hope they keep that.
Yeah, but the one thing I'm excited about is that Deadpool's going to be on the team. Like I said, Daniel Way, who's writing this series, also spent the last 4 years writing Deadpool, so he definitely knows the character.
Yeah.
And it'll be really cool seeing him interact with everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's ever been on a team with the new Venom.
No, I think that'd be an awesome, like, pairing.
Yeah. And so, then the second thing that was announced with Dennis Hopeless and Kev Walker survive, it's for Avengers Arena, which is essentially a superpower battle royale.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the roster for the people who are going to be on, so like what happens is fucking Arcade, has developed a new Murderland, which is now its own island.
Yeah,
and has kidnapped 16 young heroes to put them on the island and have them murder each other.
So, yeah, it's like that movie.
Yeah,
it's like those movies, I should say.
Yeah, so the heroes include Reptile, Metal, Hazmat, X-23, and Justin, along with the Sentinel from Avengers Academy. Darkhawk, who's been in some stuff, and Bovey, you might like this one, but Nico and Chase from the Runaways.
Oh.
Yes.
I like that. Oh.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
God,
it's been a while
the
since
Runaways.
I've read Runaways. I stopped at the one that Joss Whedon wrote, because the one after that had really fucked up art that I did not like.
Yeah, I have read every single piece of the Runaways shit that's been out, like, even their Civil War stuff.
Okay, but I have like to ask, despite the fact that the art gets weird, is it worth continuing?
How do you mean the art gets weird? Like, is it the weird, like, semi-anime stuff?
Yeah.
That doesn't last for long.
Okay, so maybe I should get back into reading Runaways.
You won't have much, there won't have much left. Like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, two or three issues left after the weird semi-anime stuff. Not two or three stories, two or three story arcs.
Yeah.
But the ending, like the last issue that was released of Runaways, was so good. And then it's just nothing. And then all of a sudden, hey, like Chase is alive and they're in Dawkins' story now. Okay.
Okay. I'm not exactly, like I said, caught up on Runaways, but do we have any idea for this sort of arena thing? Like, what's Chase going to have?
Probably his fist. He probably have his like new fistigons with like the boots.
Okay.
He has new fistigons and boots.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, the new fistigons shoot rockets and lightning.
Run away.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, but man, I want to talk about Runaways. I want to like fill you in on what happened, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
No, I'll start reading up on Runaways fairly soon. Don't worry. Although it's one I tend to read when I have money. I actually buy the volumes or sign them out of the library.
Oh man, I cannot wait for the series. I cannot wait. But yeah, so on top of the already existing characters, Hopeless Walker and their editor Bill Roseman, I guess they've also created some new characters.
Neat.
Yeah, so I'm not sure they haven't given names for the characters, but they are all part of the Braddock Academy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so also what Hopeless said was that in the book, like all these characters were specifically chosen, and none of them are going to be filler deaths. Like instead. All their deaths will have some impact on the story.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope Hazmat doesn't die.
Yeah.
I like Hazmat.
Hazmat's probably going to, like, fucking go nuclear and explode at some point.
Yeah. I'm betting X-23 is going to win.
Yeah, like, on the cover, they already have, like, a couple kids' faces, like, scratched out. It's one of the kids from the Brack Academy, and I'm pretty sure Justin's face is crossed out, too.
Poor Justin.
Yeah, oh man, Justin. Him and his sentinel.
Bye, Justin.
Because he has a pet sentinel.
That's cute. I hope Reptile dies. That guy's the worst.
You don't like Reptile?
I don't know. I didn't read Avengers Academy.
Reptile's pretty cool. He can turn into dinosaurs.
Yeah, I suppose. I just know him because he was in that show that Marvel had a while back.
No.
What's it called? Superhero something. The kid show was for kids, and Reptile was, like, introduced in it.
Well, Reptile is pretty good in this show. Okay. So, then the final series that they've revealed so far has been Cable and the X-Force.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cable isn't dead.
Oh, he's dead?
No, he isn't.
Oh.
He has a robotic arm and an eye patch.
Didn't he always have that?
Not the eye patch.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure the robotic arm was a technovirus.
Ah.
Yeah, so Cable is back, and he is leading X-Force again, which kind of sucks, because I like the current lineup of X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
Which has Nightcrawler in it, even though he's dead.
Ghost.
No, Alternate Dimension.
I like Ghost better. He should be a ghost.
Well, yeah, so the new lineup of the current lineup of X-Force consists of Wolverine, Psylocke, Deadpool, Nightcrawler, and Eva, the sentient spaceship that was driven by Phantom X before he was killed by the Skinless Man. So the new lives are going to consist of Cable, Colossus, Domino, Forge, and Dr. Nemesis.
Dr. Nemesis!
Yeah. So these guys have been convicted of a crime, and they're on the run. X-Force!
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah,
don't
I.
Do you want to read this comic book?
No, I want to read fucking Avengers Arena.
I want to read Thunderbolts, maybe.
I'm probably gonna be reading them all. Like, I'll read the first issue of everything.
Yeah, I might read the first issue of Thunderbolts, just because I like that lineup. It seems interesting.
It's a really cool lineup.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The Punisher.
Yeah. And Venom. I wonder if he still has a demon inside his armor.
What?
He currently has a demon living inside of him.
Neat. I stopped reading his book a while back.
It got good. It's really good. Like they actually.
Yeah. I was reading it when I thought it was good, and I stopped for some reason.
Like they're actually bringing up a reason. They're actually bringing up like something that happened in the Circle of Five. Circle of Forever. It was like a little mini. It was like a little mini series that happened in that it happened inside of whatever, where like it was, like Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider, Venom, Red Hulk, X-23. They all like work together, and then but then like decided to deal with Mephisto, and then they all got branded with that pentagram.
Yeah.
And so now I'm Damon Hellstrom, who I guess turned evil at some point. Like put a demon inside of Venom, and then he was able to like fight it off just by pure force of will, and the demon like wants to get out of his body, but he can't because of the mark. Like an exorcist and say, "Hey man," say like, "All right, demon, what are you doing?" It's like, "Oh my god, I didn't want you to mark. Please let me out here. I don't want to die."
A demon.
Yeah, there's a demon in the there's a demon inside Venom.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Demon in the bottle.
No.
I was trying to make a better joke of that, but it didn't come.
Yeah, so moving on.
Yeah.
So there was some rumors going around that Doctor Strange might be in Thor 2.
That would make me want to see Thor 2.
Yeah, he won't be in it.
Oh, they said he's not?
Yes.
Fine.
See, this is why I don't like writing articles about rumors, but I don't always choose what I write.
Yeah, and I sent you a thing saying, hey, follow up on it. Like, I sent you the link saying that there wouldn't be any Doctor Strange in Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Thor 3. Thor. Fuck, I don't care. I don't know.
Thor 2.
Yeah, Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Moving on.
Thor 2. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I could keep saying Thor 2 over and over again.
Thor 2.
Yeah, so Grant Morrison is going to be having his own convention this year in Las Vegas called Morrison Con.
Yep.
And film director James Gunn and film writer Max Landis have joined the docket.
Neat.
Yeah, so they're going to be joining Morrison for the panel Celluloid Heroes: Comics Love Affair with Hollywood, which will, quote, explore the history of this love affair and the controversial links between these sister industries, and look at how the narrative form must be reinvented for both industries.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this will be happening Saturday at 3 in the Hard Rock Hotel.
See you there, not really.
Yeah, we can't afford to go to Las Vegas.
Because we're poor.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Yep.
Lobo might be in the Justice League movie.
I hope not.
What do you got against Lobo?
Like, what does Lobo have to offer to anything? Why?
Dreads and a spike on a chain?
Yep. Why put him in the Justice League? That's such a weird thing to do, I find.
He's not going to be in the Justice League. He's going to be in the Justice League movie.
Okay, if he's like the villain, maybe, that'd be kind of neat.
And like I said, hey, hey, guess what? Lobo's going to be part of the Justice League. They said, hey, guess what? Lobo might be in this movie that has Justice League in it.
Yeah, okay. Because when I heard that, I was like, why is he in the Justice League? That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get the appeal of Lobo. Lobo's like a boring version of Wolverine mixed with Deadpool.
That's cool.
Yeah, but a boring version of that.
Oh. Now, I haven't actually read any Lobo stuff. Like, I've seen him a couple of times, but I haven't actually read any of his series.
I've only seen him in, like, the cartoons and stuff. Mm. Lobo.
Yeah. So, moving on. The Iron Patriot is coming into the Ultimate Universe.
That's because it's going to be in Iron Man 3.
That's not Iron Patriot.
Yeah, but it's going to be the suit, and people are going like, what's that suit for?
Yeah, so people don't know. The Iron Patriot in the main Marvel Universe is actually Norman Osborn, who, after, I guess, being put in charge of the nation's security and, like, starting Hammer, which is the antithesis of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hammer doesn't actually stand for anything.
Yeah, he stole some Iron Man armor, repainted it, and became the Iron Patriot as he led the evil team of Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have no idea, like, if Norman Osborn is still alive in, like, the Marvel Universe, because there was that bit, like, after the death of Spider-Man where he, like, got crushed by the truck and then started smiling. So he could be alive, could be dead, who knows?
Yeah.
And we don't even know, like, what the point of any of this is.
Why, though?
Nope. I'm talking about story point.
No, that's what I mean. Like, why?
Yeah. Well, so...
Might be neat.
Who knows? Maybe he's going to go destroy Asgard.
Or maybe he won't. Maybe he'll be a good guy.
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we already have a good guy wearing an American flag. We don't need another one.
We need a whole team of them.
Fuck you. Well, yeah. So Iron Patriot is going to become is going to be shown up in the Ultimate Universe in Ultimate Comics Ultimates issue 19.
Ultimate.
Yeah, which goes on sale this Ultimate December.
Ultimate December.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Do we know the ultimate price?
$3.99.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
Way back in 2003, New Line Cinemas got a hold of the movie rights to Why the Last Man,
mm-hmm.
which was a pretty good comic series that I really liked.
Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be in it.
Fuck that. But yeah, so the series is about this guy, York Brown, who is an amateur magician and escape artist, and his capuchin monkey named Ampersand, who are the last two surviving males on the entire planet since anything with a Y chromosome got killed off.
That sucks.
Yes. And so the series was a big hit, but New Line didn't do anything with the fucking rights. They just kind of like sat on them for the past 9 years.
Yeah.
But now Deadline is finally going to do something.
New Line. You said Deadline.
New Line.
You said Deadline.
New Line. Yeah, so in March, Matthew Fetterman and Steven Skaya, who are guys who worked in the TV series Jericho, wrote a script for the project, and New Line really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they are currently starting to search for a director. And we don't have any idea who their director candidates are or if they have any casting ideas in mind.
Shia LaBeouf.
Fuck you.
Director and star.
Fuck you. Shia LaBeouf cannot be Yorick Brown.
No, I think he was supposed to be someone else.
Who? The monkey?
Is I don't know. Maybe.
Supposed to be playing a girl?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe a monster? Is there monsters in it?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I'm sick of something else.
It's York, a monkey, and a bunch of women. Like, chunk of whom are insane, who cut off one of their boobs so they could better fire a bow and arrow.
Neat. That's what the Amazons did.
Yeah, they call themselves the Daughters of the Amazon.
Neat.
Yeah, they set sperm banks on fire.
Neat. This is all neat.
What, have you not read Why the Last Man?
No.
You really should. It's really good.
I know. I want to.
You should. It's fucking awesome.
I will. Eventually.
Yeah, so moving on.
Yep.
DC Comics has announced a latest installment in the JSA Liberty Files series of books.
Yeah.
Yep. JSA Liberty Files, The Whistling Skull. Yeah, so this is a series written by B. Clay Moore with art by Tony Harris. And it's set in the 1940s, where it's a team of 1940 superheroes. Who, just from looking at the cover thing that was released, includes Our Man and Dr. Midnight.
I think that's Wildcat.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. It looks weird.
Yeah, it does. And who's the weird, like, steampunk zombie?
I think that's the Whistling Skull.
Okay.
Because he's got, like, a skull, and I think his thing whistles. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't fucking... Whatever, so...
He's got a monocle, though.
Yeah. So, Moore told The Source, which is DC's blog, Tony and I have been working on The Whistling Skull for a while now, and it's been an absolute labor of love. I think he's doing the absolute best work of his career here, and there's no one better to accentuate that than David McGaig on color. For readers looking for a new spin on the DC universe, combined with brand new headlining characters, I think the book will be a treat. And it's just the first chapter in a much larger story. This initial offering introduces readers to the legacy of the Whistling Skull in a wartime pulp-and-fuse setting, and should provide something fresh for readers to stick their teeth into. So this is set for release this December. Finally! Yeah. DC is crossing over Justice League and Aquaman in the 5-issue story arc, The Throne of Atlantis.
Yeah. The Ocean Master.
Yep. Aquaman's brother is coming back.
Yeah.
And so is Atlantis.
Yeah.
Which
I'm surprised we haven't seen yet. I thought it would have been shown. Like, I stopped reading Aquaman a while ago. I'm surprised it hasn't been shown yet.
No, we haven't seen it yet. Like, I think we just recently found the weapon that sunk Atlantis.
Ah.
But yeah, so while this is going on, we got to deal with the new relationship between Superman and Wonder Woman. Shazam and Adam, who are now members of the team.
That's interesting.
And a rivalry that's happening between Batman and Aquaman.
Because
he's Batman.
That's a pretty one-sided rivalry.
It's because Aquaman wants to lead the team, and Batman's like, I'm being the team. And Aquaman's like, I'm leading the team. And he's like, because you're Aquaman. That'd be ridiculous.
Well, yeah, so all this is part of the second year. All this is part of the second year of the New 52, and it's all leading up to the Trinity War event.
Yeah, which Aquaman's gonna get a team. Batman's Justice League, and then it'll be the Justice League of America. That's my bet.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing since it's Trinity, it has to do with Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Maybe
because they're the Trinity.
Yeah. I don't know. It's either I don't know.
There was a mini series that was released called Trinity that focused on all three of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know that, but, I don't know. Like, it's got, the preview they had in the free comic book day. They were fighting, what was announced to be the Justice League of America.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. Who cares? It's going to be silly.
Yeah, so Jeff Johns, who is the writer of both series, said in a statement, it's all about progressing the team and the members and the reality and the perception of what the Justice League is, the DC Universe. There's an inciting incident that triggers some tensions between the heroes. But really, it's about taking a hard look at what the power of Atlantis is.
Fishies.
Yeah. So the Throne of Atlantis starts this December with Justice League issue 15.
Neat.
Yep. And that does it for news.
News.
You got something else you wanted to say?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Chicago, but because it was a big, what Marvel does. Marvel does this thing where they spoil their books.
Oh, yeah. They spoiled who the new Spider-Man was.
Like a month before it happened.
Yeah, they spoiled.
And they did it again with Marvel, or the Ultimates. So I'm going to say it, because Marvel already spoiled it. So if you don't want to hear it spoiled, just, mute this or something. But, Captain America is going to be the president of the United States.
Bam, bam, bam.
Dear God, no.
Which they already did. They did this gimmick in the 70s.
How did that work out?
I think he, quit because he was like, this is stupid.
I mean, he's a super soldier.
What
I
meant for this time.
He's not a politician.
Yeah. He says that every time, too. Every time they're like, Captain America, why don't you be the president? And he goes, I'm a soldier, not a politician.
It's like,
then he does it anyway.
I was like, I punch people, okay?
Yeah, I punch guys and wear a goofy mask.
It's like,
and they did this.
International incidents be solved by me throwing a shield at somebody? No? Then fuck off.
Also, they did this in Marvel Zombies, and look how well that world turned out. So, So maybe this is all gonna, lead up to that.
Well, in Marvel Zombies, it wasn't Captain America, it was Colonel America.
Yeah. But he also was president, and his head got cut off in half.
Eah.
That was a weird series.
He tried to eat his own brains.
Yeah, that was a weird series. But yeah, I don't know why Marvel did this, because, it's for Ultimate Comics, Ultimates number 16. And 15's not even out yet.
Yeah, but what... I sometimes hate comic companies that do that.
Okay, I think only Marvel does this.
No, fucking DC released a thing saying, hey, guess what? Fucking Clark and Lois aren't together anymore.
Oh, that was dumb.
They also released that fucking, Wally, Barry Allen and Iris West wouldn't be together anymore.
Yeah, and they also, I think they also let out that Alan Scott was going to be gay.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. So that can do it for this week, I guess.
Yep.
So, as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at Desto Parods. I'm at Deadman or Twitter Parods. We have at Bubby1 and at Steven_TC.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Facebook. You can like us at facebook.com/DestoParods. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see more of, less of, etc. And we also have YouTubes and stuff, since we're not going to be pimping those.
YouTube.
Yeah, so you can find a bunch of my stuff at youtube.com/deathstoreprodsvids. We got Bovie1 at youtube.com/Bovie1. And Steven, do you have YouTube?
I do. It's What is it? I don't know. Dr. Thoraz, I think. Okay. I think that's what it is. Guess I think. Yeah.
Guess you can follow him at youtube.com. It's Dr. Thoraz.
Yeah.
Please subscribe. We need subscribers. I have one, and it's Bobiwan.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm so alone.
I'm a filmmaker, so I actually post things.
We post gameplay footage.
So do I. I post a video every weekday.
Oh, I haven't posted a video in a while.
Yeah.
I'm currently in the process of editing a video to post.
Neat. I'm waiting, excited for it.
Yeah, so please subscribe to us and help us out. We need people.
Yes.
So yeah. And like I said earlier in the show, this week, the day that this goes up, so we'll be going up the first thing of personal issues, which is my bi-weekly comic book feature.
I was thinking about that today because I was like, last time we talked about it, you couldn't think of a name.
Yes, yeah, so now we have one.
That's a great name. I actually like it a lot.
Yeah, so this is going to be going up every week. This thing is going to be going up every week that Pudgetron's Aimless Wanderings article doesn't go up.
You guys rotate.
Yeah, and Bovi now has his own bi-weekly feature with nothing to rotate with.
I should get a feature.
Yeah.
I'll have to think of something clever.
Yeah, so Bobby Wands is actually a audio one. He reads fan fiction.
Yes, I do dramatic readings of fan fiction. Right now, the one I'm reading is terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, so right now we only have a feed. It's feeds.feedburner.com/deathdoorprodsfanfic. But pretty soon we're going to be getting an iTunes for that, so please subscribe to that. So yeah, we got all that. And so, this Friday we're going to be having the movies podcast, as well as the commentary track for The Mask, part of Dark Horse Month. Then on Sunday we're going to have the Anything Cast live, as always. You can please join us at allgames.com/chat. Let us know what you think of the site, the shows, or any questions you have. Then we have Big Games on Tuesday, Anime on Thursday, and the final entry in Dark Horse Month for Hellboy. Yeah. So, until all that, on the Dead Man.
Bovion.
I make a lot of noise. I'm Steven Forrest.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.